The Genius in the Wheelchair. Stephen Hawking was born on January 8, 1942, the 300th anniversary of Galileo's death. He has come to be thought of the greatest mind in physics since Albert Einstein. Hawking grew up outside London in an intellectual family. His father was a physician and specialist in tropical diseases. His mother was active in the Liberal Party. He was an awkward schoolboy, but knew from early on that he wanted to study science. In 1959, he won a scholarship to Oxford University, where his intellectual capabilities became more noticeable. In 1962, he went to Cambridge University to pursue a PhD in cosmology. There, he became intrigued with black holes and space-time singularities. However, Hawking's life was threatened by a terrible disease. He had never been very well coordinated physically as a child, and in his third year at Oxford, he noticed that he seemed to be getting clumsier. Shortly after his 21st birthday, he went into hospital for tests. It was a great shock to Hawking to discover that he had Lou Gehrig's disease, a disease that affects muscle control. The realization that he had an incurable disease was likely to kill him in the first few years. The doctor suggested Hawking go back to Cambridge and carry on with the research he had just started in general relativity and cosmology. Shortly after he came out of the hospital, he dreamt that he was going to be executed. He suddenly realized that there were a lot of worthwhile things he could do if he were reprieved. Hawking then began to make progress with his research, and he got engaged to a girl called Jane Wilde, who he had met just about the time his condition was diagnosed. That engagement changed Hawking's life. It gave him something to live for. Jane cared for Hawking until 1991, when the couple separated, reportedly due to the pressures of fame.